Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Donnie's Tomlin tidbit for week 6. The one thing Donnie took from Mike Tomlin's 28-minute press conference today that aired right here on The Fan was his comment there on Broderick Jones. And Broderick Jones not being a dummy.
Because he will have a massive test on Sunday. And I don't know if I would say that he is the key piece of the offense because they have shown that they can work around that even when he has not played well, but he is going up against perhaps the best pass rusher in the game and a team that overall is able to get after it on the defensive side. So I do think if you're rating guys in terms of importance on the Steelers offense going into this game, he should be in the top three. Would it be fair to say that?
I think he's top one.
I mean, you think even more than Rodgers?
Yeah. I do.
I don't think Rodgers can do what they would hope he can do unless Jones holds up his end of the bargain. I'd say Jones and Darnell Washington might be the two most important. Also, here's an interesting tidbit about Jones. So he was starting at right tackle, you'll have to recall, last year, and Dan Moore was still holding down left tackle like the anchor that he was.
Mm-hmm.
Jones's grade when the Steelers beat the Browns in week 14 was a 59. They did not think he had a very good game, especially in pass blocking.
We're still using PFF, huh?
Well, I'm just humoring me here. PFF's grade when the Steelers actually lost 24-19 in Cleveland, they thought he was pretty good. They actually felt like he held up his end of the bargain against the Browns in that game. They gave him, by their standards, an objectively good grade for everything in that game. That game, I will remind you, Myles Garrett had 3 sacks.
All in the first half.
Well, the Browns won the game, and I know famous Jameis was the, you know, playing in a snow globe there, had never seen snow, played in snow, who knows?
I don't think he ever played a game in the snow.
All right.
That's what he was so excited
about.
Myles
Garrett has played 8 games in Pittsburgh. For his career, he is 1-7 in those games, the only win being that
playoff game.
Browns playoff win. Give me a number of sacks from Myles Garrett, the so-called best defender in the NFL. Give me a number of sacks in those 8 games that you guys would look at and say, if he has more than this number, Myles Garrett has done his job against the Steelers.
Done just his job?
Yes.
I mean, I would say if he has like a 2-sack or more game.
No, I'm saying like total. So he's played in 8 games.
Oh.
Give me like the total sacks for Myles Garrett that would make you say, I mean, if he's, all right, even though he's only won here once, he's done his part.
If he's
in those
got 8
games.
Sacks in 8 games, I think a sack a game is a pretty
sacks
reasonable
per game, but I know the number's not that high.
How do you know that? You've already done your research on this?
Well, you probably wouldn't bring it up otherwise.
He's got me there.
Well, yeah, you always
bring
what
is it, like 3.5?
Actually, that's
questions.
Not true because I would still want to see how much of a game wrecker he's been against the Steelers in Pittsburgh with Broderick Jones lined up against him.
My guess is that he doesn't even average a half sack per game when they play here.
So what's your official number?
Like 3.5.
So you think he's had 3.5
in 8 games.
And Malzi said anything less than 8 would not be good enough. He has 4. He's got 4 in 8 games.
So a half sack per game.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah, he's wrecked games primarily against them in
Cleveland.
2 sacks in that 21-all tie. He's got a 3-sack game at home. He's got another 2-sack game in the famous Dorian Thompson-Robinson game. Yes, he has destroyed game plans primarily in Cleveland, which honestly makes a little bit more sense just because it should be easier to play defense and get off the line of scrimmage quickly when you're in your home ballpark and the other team's got to deal with a louder crowd. which I will say at the very least, Cleveland crowds usually bring the goods. It's all that despair coming out.
Unless it's a baseball playoff game, in which case they can't even fill their own
Cleveland
ballpark.
Browns crowds.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Well, they got their comeuppance for that, Pony. They got bounced.
Yeah, they did.
Ball don't lie.
All right, Broderick versus Myles Garrett, the game within a game. I don't really love that answer from Tomlin. I know I've been spending this last hour.
What should he have? What would have been an answer you liked? I've talked to this guy constantly. I've sat down, put my hands on his cheeks, facial cheeks, and said, Broderick, get it through your head. You have to block Myles Garrett.
I mean, he's got to be letting him know that this is basically the challenge of his life here.
I sat Broderick in a chair in the film room with his eyes glued open, Clockwork Orange style, and made him watch Myles Garrett highlights.
He doesn't know, like, I don't. Everything I've heard about Broderick Jones is he might actually need to be told what's at stake here and what's on the line.
The problem with
Myles
Garrett and Broderick Jones, although I still think he's the most important Steeler for this game, is we know, unlike TJ Watt, who just does not like to line up other places,
he will move.
He will move all over. And the Steelers' interior linemen, I don't think, have bathed themselves in glory either. They'll absolutely try to send him between guard and center. Also, one other little thing I was thinking about. Timothy Watt, speaking of pass rushers, he gets to go against a guy for whom he will be rushing from the blind side. A lefty, Don. You were bringing that up yesterday with Batco. Great football talk with Batco.
Yeah,
I heard it.
How many times has he been the primary?
Tua.
We should have done a real research project.
Once or twice?
And figured out how many sacks TJ Watt has when the opposing starter is a lefty. Now that would have been
how often has he seen
stuff.
Tua? Twice?
I think just the Sunday night game. Their defense did play very well in that game, and they should have won that game.
Is that a backhanded shot at Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at that time, the Dolphins' offense was kind of cooking everybody, and the Steelers shut them down after one drive.
I think you're on air the next day, your reaction was, well, the defense should have scored a touchdown or something like that. They should have scored directly. I think that was
that
how you tried to defend
like
Ken.
TJ Watts played 9 games at home against Cleveland. How many sacks do you think he has in the 9 games?
13.
I'm going to say like 13 or 14.
13-9 would be very funny.
10.5.
All right, so he's done his job more than Garrett. Well, no, at home they've both done their jobs really to the same degree. I think Garrett would have about that many, 10 or 11.
That was Donnie's Tomlin tidbit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.